This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Haffel. Governor Jared Polis is calling state lawmakers back to the Capitol later this month for a special session on property taxes. CPR's Bente Berkland has more.
Polis says the goal is to make enough tax cuts to head off two ballot measures that, if passed, would substantially reduce property collections statewide. Local governments, schools, and fire districts have said the proposals would devastate their funding.
We want to build a broad enough coalition to create stability over time so that homeowners know that they won't have huge increases in their property taxes and that we don't gut the funding of our schools and our fire districts.
In order to pull their measures off the ballot, the groups behind the initiative say they want to see property tax cuts and a cap on how fast taxes can grow. I'm Bente Berkland, CPR News.
Vail Resorts has announced opening days for its ski areas. CPR's Stina Sieg says Keystone is expected to kick off Colorado ski season in mid-October.
Keystone is often the first resort to open in the state, but Vail Resorts says an exact October date is weather-dependent. Breckenridge is slated to open November 8th, followed by Vail Mountain November 15th. On November 27th, both Beaver Creek and Crested Butte are scheduled to open. Last ski season started off slow with poor snow conditions, but late winter storms helped out the ski industry, increasing visitors at resorts across the state. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
In Grand Junction, it's clear in 93. In Boulder, there's a slight chance for afternoon storms. This is CPR News.